Woodstock Farm Sanctuary takes in or works to place farm animals who are victims of cruelty and neglect. Most of these animals are rescued during investigations of farms and stockyards, auctions and slaughterhouses. Others arrive from humane societies and SPCA cruelty cases. After 10 years of doing their good work in Woodstock, they're moving to a new 150-acre location in High Falls, New York. The new space is a former camp and retreat center in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 20 minutes from New Paltz and 90 minutes from New York City. With more than six times the space they had in Woodstock, the sanctuary will have the resources to rescue additional farm animals, as well as to increase the scale and scope of the sanctuary's public programming. The sanctuary is celebrating the reopening this Saturday, September 5th, and Jenny Brown is the co-founder of the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm well. Thank you for having me
on. Very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much, and congratulations on the new space. How did this come about?
Well, over the years, we realized, you know, we've been in operation for about a decade now, and we're tired of saying no to animals in need. We get calls every week with cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, goats, sheep, in dire need of placement, and we've been at capacity for some time.
So, what is capacity?
Capacity is, depending on the species, because we could have 200 chickens, but that's completely different than having
200 cows,
exactly.
Right.
So, we were definitely out of room for grazing species. Our coops and even our animal treatment center just stayed at capacity all the time. So we knew that we wanted to find a new, larger location. And the two greatest needs were to move closer to New York City and to have much more property. But we had no idea that we would end up buying a place that's been a former camp and retreat center for about 100 years. It was owned by the Methodist Church, called the Epworth Camp and Retreat Center. A lot of people know this place. They've sent their kids to camp there.
Yeah.
But it's really a dream come true. It's an undertaking of a lifetime.
It would seem that those would transition well, a camp to a sanctuary, a retreat.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that makes sense.
Well, we've always had a bed and breakfast. Well, not always. We've had a bed and breakfast at our location in Woodstock for about 5 years that stays constantly booked. So this new property has four lodges, rustic cabins, a dining hall, event space, a nature walk through the woods. The Rundout Creek runs through it. It's just a gorgeous property. So that's why we've also shortened our name from Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary to Woodstock Farm Sanctuary. Because I think now more than ever, we see ourselves as a sanctuary not only for animals, but for people too, to reconnect with nature, to reconnect with animals. We're going to be able to host all sorts of fun events, our own programming, and then also we can rent out to different camps and retreat groups. But we have a lot of stuff planned in terms of educational and compassion theme retreats, you know, vegan singles, that sort of thing, or like
vegan singles,
or like just immersion retreats where you really get a sense of what it's like to be around these animals. You learn vegan cooking. You learn how to be an effective voice for farm animals or for any social justice cause. You know, it's important to have to be able to speak effectively for the cause that you're most passionate about. There's a permaculture garden, so we can teach sustainable living. We want to host farmers market. We're going to have a veg fest every summer. It's only 90 minutes from the city. It's very wheelchair accessible, which is important to me as a lady who has an artificial leg, and I have a lot of friends who have disabilities, so I'm very excited about that.
Now, have all the animals made the move?
Only the pigs are left. So our whole staff has moved down.
Isn't that always the way?
I know.
Only the pigs are left.
And four bunnies. So I've been taking care of them still in our Woodstock location. All the other animals have moved to High Falls. And the staff, tomorrow is the day that we're moving 15 600 to 800 pound pigs, it's really not going to be fun at all. They're not looking forward to it. They've already started their blogs and you know, fearful anticipation. So a little crazy, but we've already taken in, we just took in 2 days ago, a new pig named Cece who escaped from a hog farm and found refuge at a kind woman's house. And so she just joined us the other day. We are going to be able to help so many more animals in need. And oftentimes we're the last resort. You know, these are animals who have escaped from slaughterhouses, been seized from abuse and neglect cases, abandonment.
So when you say escape, this is to me, without giving human characteristics to animals, what do they call that?
Anthropomorphizing.
Yes. So without doing that, so basically the pig looks and says, well, screw that, and leaves. Is that what happens?
Well, they find an opportunity to leave. And oftentimes it's at halal markets, smaller scale slaughterhouses.
But they go on the run.
They go on the run. And it's usually when they're being unloaded or loaded onto a vehicle, typically unloaded. Some of these slaughterhouses have permits that allow them to sell live animals. But just like we have two cows, one, his name is Junior. He escaped from a slaughterhouse in Paterson, New Jersey. Kaylee escaped from a slaughterhouse just outside of Philadelphia. These are smaller slaughterhouses. Both of these cows ran through the streets, cop cars chasing them, and Junior even jumped in the Passaic River. And these are the animals, you know, you see on television. Both of them made the news, and they really capture the hearts and minds of people watching. But we try to get them, our goal is to try to inspire change in the way society views and treats farm animals in general. So these escapee stories really help us in our mission.
Right. So if the animal escapes, and the last thing they're going to do, the last thing that the authorities, the last thing the city is going to do is turn around and say, oh, well, we're going to bring you back to the slaughterhouse because that's where you were headed. That's not going to happen, right?
No, actually, typically, that's what we have to fight. Because the slaughterhouse can get in trouble
But if it makes the news and it's a big deal and they see the cute little pig or the cute little cow running through the wherever, and then that's bad press, yes?
Absolutely. And that's typically what frees them because they'll get a lot of pressure if they have been sent back to the slaughterhouse.
All right. I'm leading the witness. But let me just say, but then it doesn't that make the cause a little bit then you have to figure out how to tap into that core emotion that people have of, well, if you want to save it in this case, why don't you want to save it in all cases?
Absolutely. And so much what we do at the sanctuary, it's a twofold mission. You know, we rescue farm animals in need, but we also advocate on their behalf and talk to people about these things, because when farm animals are in an environment where they're treated with love and respect and they have names and not numbers, they're not seen and treated as commodities, that's when some synapses start to fire. People can, you know, look into their eyes, they're tangible, they can touch them, they're friendly. So it is an interesting phenomena that happens when one animal escapes. We see them as an individual and we cheer for their freedom, and that's the one that got away. But then oftentimes we go home and because the problem in our culture is we're so disconnected from the food, we don't sit down and think that was a someone on our plate. Farm animals are part of our life three times a day, you know?
Right.
So those are magic opportunities to get people to think critically about who these animals are and to hopefully see them in a different light.
So let's go to Cece for a second. So you have this new pig, and congratulations.
Thank you. She's precious.
So do you want to find a home for Cece? Or has Cece found her home?
Well, we do adopt out animals to loving homes who, of course, promise not to use or eat them in any way. And so when we find these homes, that allows us to help more animals in need. It opens up space. But we won't adopt out one pig. Pigs typically have a best friend. We don't want to separate them from their best friend, so or their group. So, I mean, if it's a pig who doesn't get along with everybody, then yes, that pig can go on his or her own. But we don't want, you know, it's just like species don't want to be the only one of their kind.
All right.
And we do a site check and we do interviews. And so, yes. And we don't even do it for a fee. We just want these animals to be loved and live good long lives in an environment where they're treated with compassion.
So if I want to, so if I wanted to adopt Cece, then I would want to adopt another, a friend of Cece.
Probably. And right now her best friend is Lexi, who was another sweet little piglet who was saved from the butcher's knife. And Cece's about 2 months older than her. And right now they're living with a group of rescued goats who just came. And they like to herd the goats around. And I don't think the goats appreciate that very much.
No.
But the pig barn, the reason why the pigs are just moving this week is because the pig barn construction got delayed. We've been doing construction for about 8 months through the winter. Tons of money spent. We have lots of money to raise.
Yeah, speak of that, where'd you get the money? And where? What do you have to raise? And where? I mean, because that seems, how much would it cost for you to buy the place?
You know, it was a couple of million.
Okay.
And
yeah.
We had a donor help us out tremendously and a few other donors who came in with larger amounts also. But we still have about $1 million to raise. And of course, there was a line of credit, you know, for construction. So we've been really, really busy with a capital campaign, raising necessary funds so we can continue to expand our programs and to pay for the construction. Which was, I would say, let's describe it as not cheap.
Well, no, it isn't, and it's because it's a transformation of a place. It's,
yes.
It's a redaptive, what do they call it? Adaptive reuse. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you are changing the physical structures to accommodate the animals and people. And
yes.
So what will the grand reopening consist of then? Are you pretty much done, or will there still be a lot of work to do, but you just want to bring people into the process?
Well, there's more work to do, obviously, and we're still. We're still getting animals in there. Some animals are in temporary places right now, but we're still growing and moving and building and rearranging. But yes, all the animals will be there by this weekend. And the grand reopening celebration is this Saturday, September 5th from 11 to 5 p.m. People can go to our website, woodstocksanctuary.org, and read all about it. It's a free event. We welcome everyone. We want them to come check it out. We've got amazing food carts and food vendors. We've got live music all day. And of course, there's time. It's not necessarily farm tours, but we're going to have somebody at every animal station, and people can go and go in with the animals and hear more about their stories and meet them as individuals, and you know, in a way that allows you to interact with them and to give a pig a belly rub and to kiss some goats and to cuddle with the chicken.
Here's an individual who's sleeping with the pig.
Yep.
As it were.
Yeah.
But taking a nap, let's say. Taking a nap and using the pig as a pillow.
That's right.
This is on your
Andy.
Flyer.
That's right.
That's Andy is That's the pig or
Andy
the human?
Andy the pig. Andy the pig. Okay. I actually don't know her name. She
okay.
was a volunteer.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, people, they've got these notions that farm animals can be aggressive. Oh, that pigs can be really mean. But again, they behave so differently when you're kind to them. They come to their names. They roll over for belly rubs. They love affection. Andy there, he's getting older. He's on pain meds. So 3 times a day, he gets a peanut butter sandwich with pain meds. He is so stoked to see you with that peanut butter sandwich.
My bet. Yeah.
And they're very friendly. Not everybody. They're all individuals, but many, many friendly animals. And we'd love for people to come out and meet them. Support our work. We are not only, so Saturday is our grand reopening, but from then on through the end of October, we're open every weekend for public tours and visitation. We've got a membership drive going on right now. We're hoping to sign up 200 new members at our grand reopening. Membership support our work. You can sponsor an animal. You can give us all of your savings. Leave us in your will. volunteers are welcome year-round and always welcome. You know, the animals don't have opposable thumbs. They need some help scooping up their poop.
Right.
And so there's so many ways to support us. Again, if you want to learn more about our work, you can go to woodstocksanctuary.org.
It's woodstocksanctuary.org, woodstocksanctuary.org. How many miles between the old place and the new place?
It's about 45 minutes. It's like 30 minutes. It's really close to the Mohonk Mountain House,
yeah.
Just south of Stone Ridge, just north of New Paltz, and about a 30-minute drive into the village of Woodstock. You know, we've been located in Willow. So for us, it's a 45-minute drive. Our current property is for sale, and we just sold the bed and breakfast that was an adjacent property, but our 23-acre house and sanctuary with barns, that's for sale. If people are interested in learning more about that, they can also go to our website.
Wow.
Because we're anxious to sell it. Oh, Lord. Yes.
All right. Well, Jenny Brown is the co-founder of the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary, and to learn more about their farm, their relocation, the grand reopening, and other real estate opportunities, you can go to woodstocksanctuary.org, woodstocksanctuary.org. Jenny, you're the best. Thank you very much for sharing all the good news with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank
and
you.
Sarah LaDuke.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.